Welcome to Fun Size Fiction. Treat your ears with tiny tales, written and read by Renee Canolti. That's me. And here's this week's story.
Bite Me. We strolled through the markets, hand in hand, past the spiral spuds, past the satay chicken skewers, past the churros van, well, almost past the churros van. Those hot crispy donuts, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, are irresistible. I restrained myself and only bought one. I could have scoffed the whole thing myself, but I couldn't resist the two pairs of eyes looking up at me. I broke it into three pieces, not quite into thirds. That seemed to make my kids even hungrier. So we walked on. I spotted a flash of pink up ahead and managed to divert my kids down the fresh produce street. That was a near miss. An almost third of a donut is one thing, but fairy floss is like a turbo switch. Oh, look, fruit! Who's hungry? Me! Chorused both kids. Excellent. Cheap and healthy. An array of tropical fruit lay before us. Melons, mangoes, pineapple and pawpaw. No knife. Bananas. Ugh. But mess-free for the kids. I could eat when we got home. Can we please have two ripe bananas? I asked the stallholder. $1, she replied, slipping two perfectly ripe bananas into a bag. Then she picked up another one, smiling at me as she slid that one in too. Not three. There was no way I was going to bite into that squishy flesh. The thought of it almost made me gag. I'm not allergic. There's just something about the texture and the smell. Soggy Weet-Bix does it to me too. The time between slimy banana and mushy banana seems to only last a few hours. Wasn't worth the risk. I passed the kids a banana each and left the third in the bag. Mum, aren't you going to eat your banana? Nothing gets past him. I don't really like bananas, I replied meekly. Try it, you might like it, he said. Yeah, Mum, try it, my daughter chimed in. Gulp. Dr. Zeus had come back to bite me. I wish he'd bite the damn banana instead. Okay, that's right, maybe I will like it. My kids both chewed mouthfuls of banana, watching me expectantly. I stopped, in the middle of the street, hitched my handbag back onto my shoulder and prepared to peel. I scoped out the nearest bin, in case I had a spitting emergency. Deep breath. Peel. Monkeys peel from the bottom up. Gets rid of all those furry-looking strings. Banana strings, ugh. I didn't remember that little factoid until after the event, though. I peeled from the top down, picking off those awful strings as I went. The kids beamed at me as I drew that genitally shaped fruit towards my mouth. The tip, never make eye contact while eating a banana, popped into my head, and I dropped my gaze to the patch of bitumen in front of me. I sank my teeth in, taking a huge bite in an attempt to keep this experience as short as possible. Chew, 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 swallow, peaked. I did it. I ate a banana. I think I'd rather eat green eggs and ham, but don't tell my kids that.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, hit subscribe so you don't miss my next Fun Size Fiction. You can find out more about me and my writing on my website, heysaidrenee.blogspot.com.